Happiness happens when we are making progress, not attaining perfection. This progress can be established when we are in a state of balanced growth in all the major aspects of life. I'm Dr. Lori Heap, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, 5 to Thrive, where you can empower yourself with the knowledge and skills needed to live a happy, thriving, balanced, dynamic life. Are you excited to power up? I am, so let's get started. We all need goals and aspirations to be in the state of growth and development that leads to happiness. Many people have clear goals in areas of education, profession, finances, and other things like buying a house or going on a particular vacation or owning a certain car. But we often don't consider goals or have a clear direction for things like hobbies or friendship or spiritual growth. Now, physical health goals typically get a clear focus if we are trying to lose weight or we really need to move the needle on something like our blood pressure. But doing things that support a sense of vitality, whether that's boosting our resilience or managing negative emotion in a productive way, do not make the goal spreadsheet. Whenever I work with people, we always start by taking an inventory of which areas of life have clear goals, aspirations, and direction, and which areas are kind of neglected. We do this inventory by taking a look at what positive psychologist Carolyn Miller calls a life list. A life list is a set of goals contained in 10 areas of life. These areas encompass pretty much all the important and essential aspects of human existence, and when in place, they tend to promote a state of growth that will support a balanced, happy, and thriving life. You can see a list of these areas on the lifeandbalanceclass.com website blog, but I'm going to list them for you here too. So here are the 10 areas of the life list, and as I mention and explain each category, consider the questions. Do I have a clear vision for this area of my life? And would I say I am highly satisfied with this area or feel that it has potential with just a little focus? Or do I not think about this area of life and do I lack a clear vision or am I frustrated with this aspect of my existence for some reason? If you can, you might want to make some notes, because by considering these questions in each area of the life list, we're doing a little exercise I like to call the life list card shuffle. So here we go. The first area of the life list is physical health and general self-improvement. So a couple things to consider are there any habits you're trying to change or goals you have to boost your sense of physical well-being? It's kind of simple. Second area of the life list is profession. Do you have clear professional ambitions and specific things you're doing on a daily basis to move in the direction of your professional aspirations? Third area is finances. This is pretty straightforward and for most people. Like, do you have a budget in place, as well as are you working on savings or paying down education or other kinds of debt? And how are things going and how well are you sticking to it? The fourth area is learning and education. If you're in school, goals are pretty straightforward. They're kind of set for you. Like, you want to meet the requirements of graduation and make the grades you need to do what you want after graduation. But if you're not in a formal education program right now, then are you learning in other ways? The fifth area is hobbies and recreation. And a lot of people really don't set specific goals here. But things to consider are, do you spend regular time having fun and doing something that interests you? And what do you turn to when you're bored? Next up, area six is labeled as love and family. But this actually encompasses our closest personal relationships. And so, do you invest in these relationships with intention and put the effort into them that is needed to love people and have that love flourish? And do you have a plan to make this happen? Area 7 is friendship. And so do you take time or have the goal to take time to connect and keep up with friends and be there for them when they need you? Area 8 is home, which I always get a question about this, but it simply means the physical environment in which you live. And this includes, you know, home ownership goals or home improvement projects to make the place that you live an environment of peace and beauty and order, which is really, really important for us, and I wouldn't overlook. But this could also encompass the physical space in which you work. And then finally, areas 9 and 10 have to do with meaning and purpose. Area 9 is volunteer work and charity. Do you have a clear idea about how you can actively make the world around you a better place just because you are in it? And this could involve volunteering for a charity that you're passionate about, or simply volunteering to help a neighbor or a friend in need. And then last but not least is spirituality and meaning. Do you have specific ways you're transcending the mundane and finding meaning in life? Do you have a clear sense of your core values and how you move in the direction of your values on a daily basis? And really, that's it when it comes to the life list. Hopefully you can see that simply by thinking about goals in the 10 areas of the life list, you could begin to get in a mode of balanced and dynamic growth across the board in life. But don't let this list intimidate or overwhelm you, by the way, because some people look at me a little like deer in a headlights when I throw it out to them. But just take this piece by piece. I encourage people to gradually construct their life list goals over time. It's a fun project that really never ends, but it's always interesting. To get started, it can be really helpful to simply choose 3 areas that you want to go and focus on. And I like to encourage people to choose these areas in this way. Choose one area that you feel is going well and find a way to take it from good to fabulous. Choose another area that you feel has real potential if you just gave it a little more focus. And then finally, choose one area you either really don't ever think about, so it's just completely neglected, or that you're frustrated with in general. Now, if you want more ideas on forming goals in the different areas of the life list, or a list of questions with regards to all of these areas, check out some of the resources on my website, thelifeandbalanceclass.com. And I hope you'll tune in next time to talk about the perspectives we want to take when setting goals to increase the possibility of success and satisfaction once we accomplish them.